good morning. Today is the 19th of March on a Thursday, and I just want to open up in prayer and just repentance and love and respect. Father God, we just want to come before you and just thank you so much for miracles you are working and working through us. And Father God, we thank you so much for setting captives free, boring through hardened ears, hearts and eyes, Lord, for to see the truth, the way and the life. And Lord, as you lay upon my heart to sing in tongues, Lord, that this song shall be for refreshing and edifying of the church, Lord. And Lord, that the interpretation that you have put on my heart for this song, Lord, is of humbleness, of love and great praise for our Father God. Lord, that this be a psalm that is a pleasing aroma to you. And Father God, I ask that the Holy Spirit only come through, and that it is only for your glory, Father God. Father God, no arrogant declarations, no arrogant self-glorifying, edifying things in this message be at all. Father, to you I sing this praise, and that the interpretation be upon each one's ears, and that it bring healing and setting free. Lord, I love you. Lord, I anoint you, and I make you king of this house and this heart and this message. In our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. No shelech ebi atat ashalech yav, no felech adidi yachabalin yav, halleluna shelech abba no feleta. Father, unto you I bring my sacrifices, unto you I bend my knee, for you I confess each and every testimony for your glory, Lord. Amen. So the scripture verse upon my heart, the Lord put down Zechariah 2, and then Zechariah 2 verse 5, and especially 2 verse 5. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. And with us is an exceptionally emotional, fleshly battle that I need to share. And it's all about when a prayer warrior faces fire. So, this journey started on February 17th. I've had a history of blood clots and embolisms, and we've never been able to find the actual root cause of it all. And I was rebuking and declaring and fighting this battle. And I thought, Lord, you've deserted me. You say you never forsake, but it surely felt like I was deserted. And what I didn't realize was that I was fighting the battle and I was fighting the fire, but I was not walking through the fire and being refined and actually sitting myself and submitting myself at Lord Jesus' feet and just hiding in Lord Jesus. The biggest battle of all I realized was submitting. As a little girl, I was brought up to be independent. If you have to do something, do it yourself, because then you know that it's done properly. Perfectionism. I couldn't accept anybody else's version of what I needed done. I always had something to say about somebody's imperfections. And it's not right. It's sin. And I realized on the 17th of February, I was on anticoagulants and my legs just started swelling up as if I had not been using any anticoagulants. And as I sat in the emergency rooms waiting for one of the sisters just to admit me and get on with everything, I didn't realize what a big door I'd opened. I was sitting just with an empty mind and just thinking, Lord, what is this? I've got a kid, I've got a husband, I've got a family, and I love them dearly. And I just kept on going through my mind, who's cursed me? What sin is in my life? Who hates me? Who's been trying to curse me? Who's been petitioning my death? And these things kept on going around instead of me just submitting. All the Lord wants from us is to sit at his feet and listen and be still and know him. And the battle is the biggest and the best when we just sit at his feet and listen to him. And even if it's really, really bad, just sit at his feet and just allow him to enfold you. And seek him as your refuge. And so the days went by, it was a blur. I didn't even realize it was 5 weeks that I'd been in hospital. And so I went for biopsy after biopsy, laparotomy after laparotomy, hysterectomy, all those things. And all they could find were strange proteins in my kidneys. And they said, okay, your kidneys are going into failure. And one of the other things that also happened was they did a biopsy of intestinal fat. And what had happened was the intestinal fat had a lot of local anesthetic, and the local anesthetic went into my heart. So my heart crashed and they had to do CPR on me. And that feeling of just seeing things just fading in front of you. And I was just grabbing on the last silver strand and just saying, Lord, not now. And I got up and I walked around just to get my heart rate straight up and went going. And the oncologist looked at me with big eyes while I was there and just said, you're going through to another hospital and you need to see the heart specialist. So just before I went to the heart specialist for the sonogram and the heart MRI, I had two wonderful ladies coming to pray for me and just pampered me. And the Lord just said to me, submit. And it was so hard not to be the prayer warrior for anyone else, but to be the one that they were prayer warrioring for. So here's a note. Don't be so stubborn as to not submit to one another. When the Lord says submit to one another and submit to me, it means pray for one another. Don't be so hard-headed as to not accept and digest that submitting. Test the words of this and seek his will in everything. And the most interesting part was there was so much confirmation with these two lovely ladies that were sitting there and just sharing everything and just speaking about heart situations. And I repented before them and I said to them, I know I've been so stubborn. Whenever there's interceding required, I was the first one there. I was the one that was saying that the Lord will heal me through just by interceding for everybody else. I don't need intercession. I will not accept being weak. That little seed of independence was still there. Instead of being dependent on the Holy Spirit and on Lord Jesus. So that was the crux of my situation is that when a prayer warrior faces fire, submit. Stop arrogantly declaring God's word. Stop arrogantly trying to intercede for yourself. Submit to the Lord. Even if you are diseased, even if you are in pain, just submit. And I can guarantee you, the miracles will come rolling in. So my report for today, I'm still going through this fire, is that there will be oncology, and the Lord has chosen this path for me. And I submit to him, and I give him honor and glory, because...